Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I'll gather my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where to me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nice, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y. Out there in cyberspace, you've tuned into webcamming with Sammy and Sage Montana, and today is our 99th episode, so you know what that means next week, right? Party time, mother truckers! So, today is going to be an amazing, fabulous show. We always have fun. Sage and myself do, always. We always have fun, like, no matter what. We always have fun. So, once, Sage, where are you? Where are you, Sage? I don't see your phone number, you silly, big, busted, booby cam model. Anyway, today we are going to be talking about a topic that a lot of models have dealt with and still keep dealing with, and I don't know why. It's absolutely insane. This is one thing that has happened to all of us. Oh, here she is. Sage Montana. There's my big busty booby friend.
Hello.
How are you, beautiful?
Good. How are you?
I am fabulous, fabulous as always. Getting ready for St. Patty's Day tomorrow. St. Patty Day potty.
Oh, you cooking something yummy?
Oh, of course. You know, since the husband's Irish, I'm doing Irish stew.
Oh.
Yeah, yum, yum. Actually, it's really freaking good. It's really yummers. So, but I was just getting ready to announce our topic that we're doing today because of the fact that we have all dealt with this. All I think I want to say probably 95% of CAM models have all had to deal with this. And it totally freaking sucks donkey balls because we all deal with it. Every time I log in to CAM, at least one CAM model is a douche and has to come in and say something negative and, you know, be a cyber bully. And this was, you know, brought up. I had a couple models. They were like, hey, can you please bring this up, you know, as a topic on the show? And so that's the reason why we're talking about it. And I have to tell you, to me, it's the most disgusting thing that us models have to deal with because, first and foremost, aren't us CAM models supposed to stick together? Like, I'm a little confused here. Like, did somebody forget the smart button? somebody hit the stupid button? Like, hello? Like, models are supposed to stick together like two birds of a feather. Just saying. like you've got a studio, so like with your models, how do you find it, you know, the whole cyber, do you put a strict line down with your models and say, do not do this or I'm gonna knock your titties off kind of thing?
Absolutely. I always tell my girls, if they feel like they're getting bullied, to come and let me know. And if ever I receive any kind of email from the website telling me that there's something going on between one of my models and another one, I always bring that model in to find out what's really going on. Because no one, whether you work with me or not with me, no one should be being bullied or talked to of any kind of way when they're online, ever.
Right, and even this goes on even with our social media from other CAM models, which really – and. I've said this from day one, ever since I started my Twitter account, I don't put negative Twitter feed out there just because of the fact that I'm too, I mean, don't get me wrong, everybody knows I can be a downright bitch. I can bring out the devil, you know, the devil side of me, but I don't do it on social media because of the fact that that's my positive space and my fun time to keep everybody happy And so when I get, like, I posted a picture of me and Furby on Instagram, and this idiot, which I'm on the radio, I'll just say it, this stupid mother trucker comes on there and he posts, oh, you could do so much better than that fatty. And I'm just like, and I didn't even, I'm thinking to myself, who the fuck are you to judge my husband when he is the best fucking thing that's ever happened to me besides my daughter? Seriously. I bit my tongue. I wanted so bad to respond, and I didn't. And, you know, when I have other, like, CAM models that say shit on my Twitter feed, I never respond. Even though I want to so badly say something, I just stick it back up in my vagina and walk away.
Well, you're not convinced because if someone said something bad in front of me about Furby, I'll donkey punch them.
No, you'll titty punch them. I'm just saying.
Like, they might like titties. That.
I know, right? And then they'd be like, oh, give me more, give me more. Come on, give me more.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No, but I think advice that we could give to CAM models out there that have gone through this and keep going through this, like, you know as well as I do, when we log in, I get these CAM models, which I find is now, to me, very entertaining. Like, I haven't been on in a couple weeks, but I will definitely be on probably Monday for sure. I had a visitor join me for, like, 7 days, damn it. So we all know what that means. Yeah, so we had to take a few days off. Anyway, but I know when I log in, I'm going to get the typical CAM models that are going to log into my page and be like, oh, my gosh, you know, you're getting too old to be doing this, or they're going to – it always happens every time when I haven't been on for a while and I get the young girls or just CAM models in general that have hated on me for Lord knows how long, and I don't respond to anything they say. Or I get the – oh, you've put on weight, your ass is looking fat. And I'm like, yeah, well, guess what? This fat ass is making more money than you're ever going to make on cam. Trust me on that one. Oh, my goodness. I love it. But, like, what advice do you have for, you know, and especially new models, because next week we have a brand new cam model. I'm not going to say her name yet. She's going to be joining us for our 100th episode. And so for new models, what advice do you have when it comes to them dealing, especially when you get a new cam model that's popular, and you've had this, girls who've done very well, new models, and they are the ones that get dealt the most shit from other models. What's your advice to these new models?
Honestly, I think it's harder for girls who don't have a studio to go to. Someone that they can.
Nope, I'm losing you. You're going in it. Oops, you're going in and out.
I think it's hard because with new models, if they don't belong to a studio, then they don't really have someone that they can call and talk to. I just try to tell the models when they start out that it's okay to come and let me know if something's going on, and that every model has gone through it, so they, like, don't take it personal. Even if what the person's saying is slightly personal, don't let them see that it's personal, and that we all go through it. Because I think you're right, all camera models do go through this.
Oh, yes, for sure. And it's, you know, and that's one of the things, like, even when I first started camming, you know, when years ago when we first started camming, I remember being part of that where I had models coming in because I was so busy all the time, and I was brand new, and, you know, and I was a little bit older, and these models were coming in just talking mad shit. And I'm not going to lie, like, for the first, you know, couple weeks, I was like, why is everybody hating on me? I'm such a nice person. I'm like, what have I done wrong? What the heck? And then I just realized, okay, you know what? Whoops, are you there? Did I get you back? Oh, there
I'm
you are.
Here.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, no, that's okay. So my thing was, when I was new and I had all these negative Nancys coming into my chat room and they were saying shit, and I didn't have social media at the time, so I didn't have to deal with it then. That came later on. I just finally blew it off and realized, whoa, okay, these bitches are hating because they're not busy and making money like I am. And I was like, yeah, keep on hating, you mother truckers. I'm liking it. The Sammy Slammer door is open. Bring me some negativity, because you're only making yourself look horrible.
Yeah. I think for the in the beginning, I was not a particular model who likes to use things like her bed in her show.
Oh, yes. Yes, we know who that is.
Made the comment that Sage is just a whore with a tattoo on her ass. And way back when she made the comment in 2010, I was kind of shocked because I was like, geez, like, this is someone who, like, why does she feel threatened by me? And that's kind of how I took it, was like, there should have been no threat. Like, your style is completely different. You know, I don't use the same equipment you use, and we're two different kind of models. Yeah. So to me, it was like, why be so upset? You know, like, I'm not, like, I don't ever compare myself to another model or put another model down, but it even for new models, it happens to us. It has happened to us models that have been around for a long time, and there's been other things that have been, you know, said, because it's what cam models do, but that one particular situation has always stuck with me over the years, because it blew me away. It was like something that I've held on to, because it was like, man, if you could sit down with me for 5 minutes, you probably would have never made that comment in your life.
Right.
You know?
And that's funny, because I've had models that have actually met me in person at the conventions, and they've come up and they're like, oh my gosh, you're so nice, you're down to earth. And it's like, well, maybe you should have thought about that before you tweeted. Like, what were you thinking? Mm-hmm. Like, Why did you come in my chat room and say the horrible things that you did? I mean, at the end of the day, 99% of the time, they're jealous cam models because we're doing very well and we've built a great following, and is what it is. So cam models out there, just do your thing. Be you. Ignore the ignorance, because that's exactly what it is ignorant people being stupid. Just do your thing. Make your money. Focus on yourself. And remember, if you're not in a studio, you can always talk to us cam models. Like,
absolutely.
Well, the ones that listen.
Yeah.
You got to know which ones listen, actually.
Yeah.
Because some of them might not listen very well, and they'll turn that shit back around on you. So, but Sage and I are very good listeners, and we will totally talk to you and help you. I mean, just because you don't work in one of our studios doesn't mean we're not going to help you out, because we know what it's like to be starting off in this business from the very beginning and not having anybody to talk to the very first time you log in, you know. But we're here. We're here to help, and we're here to listen.
And also to always remember, like me personally, I don't have a profile as a customer. So I have never gone in and, like, when I first started out camming, I had one, and then I let it go because I have too many models of my own to be paying attention to watching and talking to cam models, you know, that aren't affiliated with me. Especially with social media now, we can all socialize there. We don't have to do it while we're live on cam bugging each other. But one thing that always helped me is if I knew it was a cam model that came in and was talking shit to me, I always thought, you know what, I'm online and I'm making money, and at the end of the week I'm going to have a paycheck that's going to take care of what I need it to. While this person is busy online harassing people, obviously they're not going to have that paycheck.
They're not going to have a paycheck, right?
Right. So that always made me just feel better. Like, you're just solidifying the fact that I'm a good cam model, because you're not online even trying to make money. You're busy watching.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. And it's so funny because with me, because I do have a personal account because I want to bring cam models onto our show. And I have had more cam models be rude to me when I go in and say that I'm Sammy Brooks and I'm going to send you an email on here because I don't know their social media. And plus, I like to see their personality when they're on cam, because if they're just downright fucking rude, then I'm just like, yeah, no, you're not allowed on the show. No, you're just fired before you're hired. Just saying. But I've had more cam models be rude to me when I've gone into their chat room. Hey, it's Sammy. And I'll even tip them. And they're either like, oh, you're not the real fucking Sammy Brooks. What are you doing in my chat room? And block. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, you people are mean. I'm like, who are you? Like, why are you a cam model? Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, we are about to bring our guest on here in a momento, Miss Lady. I swear to God, if I say this wrong, I completely apologize. But I want to, and I should have asked her when I was on the phone with her, Lady Syria Star. That's her Twitter, is Lady Syria Star. So I just hope I'm saying it right. If I'm not, she's going to let me know in a minute. We're going to take a quick break, everybody. So you go grab your cocktails, your cocks, your vaginas, whatever you got to go grab. Go grab that real quick, and we will be right back after this beautiful song from the weekend. Hold on to your vaginas and your cocks. We'll be right back.
Just to hurt you, all red lamps just to tease you, none of these toys only to, major. any pain. Look what you've done. I'm a motherfucking star, boy. Look what you've done. I'm a motherfucking star, boy. Let a nigga practice, let you know the fault.
All right, everybody, and we are back. You've tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, episode 99. Holy freaking biscuits, Batman. This is crazy. Like, we would have been at episode 100 probably, like, 5 months ago. But things happen in our lives, and, you know, we have to take days off, and things just, you know, things. Things happen. And next week is our 100th episode, and, yes, we will be here. Because, for one, we have a guest, and two, it's our 100th episode. This is freaking awesome. I can't believe we've been doing this show this long. That's so awesome. Right? Okay, so without further ado, let me bring on our beautiful, amazing guest. Let me bring her on right here. And please tell me I said your name right, Miss.
You did not,
Syria.
But that's okay. My friend Joel crucifies it all the time.
Shit.
It's
okay,
Soraya.
How do you pronounce it? Soraya.
Soraya. Yeah. But it's okay.
Jeez.
Sierra, Soraya, Syria.
When I looked at it first, I was like, Syria. I was thinking Suri or Siri or whatever that app lady thing is on the iPhone. That's what Suri or whatever she is. That's what. And so I kept saying it, and I was like, and when I talked to you earlier, I was like, why didn't I? And I even wrote it down on a sticky note to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're talking
about my brain.
I listened to the topic tonight, and I heard Sage, you know, talking about, you know, visiting other girls and stuff, and I get that because there was one girl that I went in her room, and she kept calling me Siri, and she kept doing it really snotty. She was like, hi, Siri. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, hi. I just, you know what, this is cool. I went in just a few girls after I realized that. I did the same as Sage, got rid of the damn account because, yeah, it ain't worth it, you know, because – you don't know who's going to be friendly and who's not. So you're just like, okay, well, I'll just let them come
right.
to me on my Twitter.
Yeah, girls,
but anyways, hi, Sage.
Girls are
it's
so
nice
catty.
To finally meet you.
You too.
Nice.
How's the baby?
Getting big.
I bet.
Oh, my
God.
You
know, I just had some grandbabies, right? I just had another grandson over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Landon Jacob. Yep, Landon Jacob.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice. Congrats.
Thank you.
I know. Sage is about to have her second. She's going to be having her second baby.
Oh, no. I didn't even know. See, I didn't even know. I didn't even know. Really? Congratulations.
Yeah.
You know what you're having?
Thank you. A girl.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, so she's
having all grandsons.
She's having my little niece. Sage is pregnant over my niece. Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't
so
know.
Cool.
I don't know who
I'm
the family members grandson. Are, but it's my niece. I'm adopting her baby girl as my niece.
There you go.
I'm so excited. I love her boy. He's the cutest little thing ever. Like, you just want to squish him. Like, he's so damn cute. But I'm such a princess, and I'm, oh my gosh, I'm all about girls. I am, if most of you had met my daughter, she is, like the most spoiled little shit ever. But very good.
I believe
she worked. She has a job.
Well, girls are easy to spoil. Boys are different. They're
well,
a whole different kind of spoiling.
No, Sage knows how to, she's got the
I bet
spoil method
your son's
down.
Probably decked to the nines, I bet, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a little dude. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Styling
I have pictures.
It. All right.
I have pictures. I know. Oh, my goodness.
You know, today I spent like about a half hour on FaceTime with my daughter and my grandson, and I turned that Keith Urban, The Fighter song on, and I started singing, dancing to him. And all of a sudden, he grabbed the phone away from Leah, and he started bopping the phone all over, and he was dancing, and he was, like, doing his mouth trying to sing. It was so cute. And then he started clapping his hands. I was like, oh, my gosh, they're getting tears in my eyes. I was like, oh, I miss
oh
him
my
so
God.
Much.
Babies.
But I'm so glad he remembers
so
me.
Cute.
I didn't.
I'm
know,
just
I didn't
glad that y'all have
me,
babies.
But he did.
I'm just glad y'all have babies because I'll just borrow them and give them right back. Yep. Those are so cute. Here you go. You can have it back now.
Yeah, well, I don't have them here. I'm 1,200 miles away.
Oh, but that's okay. FaceTime is perfect.
Like, yeah, it is. That's so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, if my daughter was to have one, I'd be like, oh, no. I'm so mean. I'd be like, no, don't do this to me. Not now.
I got another one coming in June.
Jeez, you got a.
I know.
You got some busy babies.
I crack up, you know, when you talk about the cyberbullying. Lately, I've been getting a lot of these, you know, these negative comments about being a granny. It's like, damn straight I am. You know? I mean, shoot. You
yeah,
know, what
see,
am I
but you
say,
can own it,
you know?
And that's what's great. You own
yeah,
it, you love
it,
and you're happy.
Oh, yeah, I
yeah.
love it.
So
I think it's funny because I go out and I get, you know, doors open for me now, things that never used to happen, you know, years ago before I was a cam model. Nobody ever looked at me twice. Now they're stumbling over themselves. Yesterday, I had a guy hanging out the car window yelling out, can I have your phone number? You know, it's like, wow, it's like a whole different thing now. And I mean, any woman that's become a cam model, they'll say the same thing. It's like a whole different treatment that you receive from everybody around you. You know, you get double looks and takes and guys saying stuff to you. And, oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, ladies, right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
So when it comes to cam modeling, and you know, you've worked in the regular work world and, you know, doing the cam modeling, what is it that you find more intriguing and more fun than having that regular job that you have to go in and bust your ass at, hurt your back and all that shit? Like, what is it that you love about webcamming?
The entertainment factor. I'm not, you know, I mean, I enjoy, you know, like the sex part and stuff, but, you know, I also enjoy, you know, like the dancing, the stripping, you know, the photographs, you know, just being an entertainer also beside the sex performer. And so that's what I really, you know, that's what's really brought out, you know, the thing for me. And that's what makes me, I don't know, glow, I guess. It just makes my day to put that stuff out there and let people see that. And that's what keeps me going every day.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. I'm sorry. Were you going to ask something, Sage?
Oh, no, I said nice. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shoot. Did I cut you off? I'm so good at cutting people off. So if I do,
you're good.
Don't take anything by it because I do it to my husband all the time. He's like, are you going to let me talk now? I'm like, oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm like, oopsie, did I do that again? Oopsie. I'm like, okay. Okay, so we have a caller that's been patiently waiting so long. And for those of you out there listening, remember you can call us at 646-595-4038 and press the number 1 so you can talk to us, sexy bitches. And if you don't press 1, you don't get to talk to us. Remember, you'll just sit there in cyberspace, you know, playing with your tallywhacker, whatever, one-eyed trouser trout, whatever you want to call that damn thing. Okay, is this our beloved sweet pea on the line?
Yes, it is. Hello, Saraya. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it Saraya.
Saraya, yes. Hi. Hi, Saraya. How are you?
Well,
at least,
you?
At least sweet pea pronounced it right. What's up there, Buttercup? How are you doing there, sweet penis?
I'm doing well.
Oh, sweet
talking
penis.
To you here as well.
King Bash.
That's awesome. Okay. What do you got for us today?
Well, on the topic, I'm never a bully to face. I always appreciate them. I do happen to see some bullies, and they get blocked instantly. There's, like, no waiting. The moms just block them instantly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing to do. If you're a new cam model and you're in your room and somebody comes in and they say something negative, don't even respond. The best thing to do is just have the mouse in your hand already and block them, and they don't even know what hit them. They're gone that quickly. And don't even make a scene in your room, because if you're making a scene in your room about it, they might actually be sitting outside the room getting, you know, their rocks off on it, going, I pissed her off for a while. And, you know, pissed off cam models don't make money. So, you know, you got to just learn to just grab that mouse and just goodbye. Boof. Don't even give them the benefit of anything. Just block them.
Right. Well, see, one of the things, I never block people. That's one of my things. I don't do just because of the fact that I just, my policy is ignorance is the best policy. I just ignore you, and then they're just like, fuck, she's not responding to my comments. And then they just log out, and then if they come back in, they're like, damn it, she's still not responding to me. And it pisses them off more if I don't respond to them than anything. And, Sweet Pea, I don't know if we lost you. Are you still there, darling?
I'm here. I was good.
Oh, there you are.
I
your
was
phone
gonna
was cutting out.
I was going to get in papaya like papaya.
You what? Your phone's cutting in and out, honey.
I was going to say, you can tell them papaya like papaya.
Papaya like papaya. Hey, you always got one for us. You always have one. I know you can do better than that, Sweet Pea.
Yeah, I do have a joke.
Oh, you do? What is your weekly joke for us, darling?
Yes, what is a peanut porn star's favorite drink?
A penis porn star?
No, a female porn star favorite drink.
Oh, female porn star.
I don't
not
know.
Sure, but you're going to tell us.
Yes, 7-Up Insider.
Oh, my Atlanta. That would be more like, what is a gangbang porn star's favorite drink? Yeah. See, you need to run this by me, like before. You're so silly. Oh, you're so silly, Sweet Pea. This is why we love you. You're so silly. You're such a silly goose. So, Sweet Pea, have you gotten laid since last week when we talked to you?
Yes, I did, and it was a good time.
No
drama, fun and romance. And
you didn't share pictures with us. What the truck?
I know. I didn't have my phone in with me, so I didn't bring my camera phone.
Oh, jeez, you're like totally lagging there, dude. Because you know you could totally make money off those pictures. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've told you this before. You can make money off that shit.
I know, but only when they're comfortable with it.
Well, you need to make them comfortable with it.
Yeah.
You know that's smooth talking, yeah?
What was that?
No, I was just laughing with you.
Oh, laughing with us or at us? I know you're laughing at us.
With.
Oh, with. Okay. Good boy. Such a good boy. I wouldn't want to have to bend you over and spank you again. Oh, wait. That's what
I got
you're
my
strap
out over here.
Oh, no. Hey, he likes that. He really likes that. He does.
Uh-oh.
Don't you, Sweetie?
Yes, I do.
Uh-oh.
See, you don't know what you got your hands on with this one. He is going to have a lot of fun with you.
He is.
Oh,
now
he definitely
I have
will.
He can bend
oh,
you over.
He's going to be, you guys will be chatting very soon, I'm sure. Okay, Sweet Pea, do you have any more questions, honey?
No, I just want you ladies to have a great evening and have a great rest of the week.
Thank
you,
too.
You too, and happy St. Patty's Day. Drink lots of green stuff tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You be our frolicky.
Just don't go
rushing
to the ER afterwards. It's normal.
If they spank a woman with a ceramic figurine, would that be considered a knick-knack paddywhack tomorrow?
Oh, my Lanta. All right,
Sweetie. Don't be naughty without me, baby.
Okay.
All right, Sweetie. We will talk to you. We'll talk to you next week during our 100th episode, honey.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, you have a fabulously
right.
Stroking good night.
All right, take care.
Bye,
honey.
Bye, sweetie.
Okay, so I would love to ask you, darling. So you've You haven't even been camming that long, have you?
Just for about 2.5 years, yeah.
Yeah. So what made you get into the camming industry?
Well, I used to be a stripper from age 18 to 22. And
I'm in love with
a stripper. Yeah. And I within, well, it was 2 years of being there, I became the lead dancer, and I was in charge of all the girls, you know, all the scheduling, stuff like that. And then I ended up actually marrying the cousin of the owner of the bar. Then, you know, later, you know, divorce, all that stuff happens, raised my kids, and I was cleaning houses. I had sent 3 kids to France. My one daughter, my first one, I cleaned 4 to 5 houses a day. So I would leave at 7 o'clock in the morning. I wouldn't get home until 8 or 9 at night. And I worked my ass off for 9 months so that I would have the $3,000 it took to send her to on her trip to France. And then the other kids, we got real creative. We went can collecting. And my son, Chris, we financed his entire trip, 350,000 cans. Nightmares, I'm telling
wow.
you. I had nightmares. I mean, I would wake up in the middle of the night just going, oh, my God. Thank God that my room's not full of cans. but then, you know, my body just, you know, at, you know, doing all that stuff. And I was a softball coach for 14 years. My hand got broken by my very first pitcher that they gave me. They gave me the very best pitcher in the district. And I had no idea what, you know, I mean, this was my very first time ever coaching. And I walk up and I go, okay, Michelle, let me see what you got. And the very first pitch, I mean, she just slammed my hand. And I knew that something bad happened, but I lived for almost 6 years with a broken hand until the doctor finally did surgery and he pulled the thumb joint out and he said, I'll be damned, that thing was broken into pieces. And I looked at him like, yeah, you think? And my body just had it. I couldn't do anything with my hands. My back went out. I had herniated discs. I'm laying in bed one day, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't work outside of the house. I can barely walk anymore. And I was on the computer, and you know how you're, like, browsing through stuff? And all of a sudden, this thing popped up in front of me, and I went, what's that? And I started listening to it, and it was like a cam model talking her thing. And I went, wait a minute. So I clicked on the site, and I started going, room to room, you know, and watching and listening to the girls. And I was like, I wonder exactly what they do, because I never heard of it before, you know. And you'd be amazed how many women don't know what a cam model is. You know, you walk in, and they're like, what do you do for a living? A cam model. And they're like, what's that? And you're like, are you serious right now? You know, wow. But, yeah.
So I just have to ask, so with your family, how did you let your family know? Because I know a lot of families are very, you know, judgmental when it comes to finding out what their family member does.
I know. When I became a stripper back in my day, the first thing my mom did was disown me for the first 4 months. She didn't speak to me or anything. That's all I heard. I had a sister that was taken from us by serial killers out in California back in 1984. And so that's all I heard was, you're going to be like Sherry. You're just going to be like Sherry. You're going to be like Sherry. And it's like, no, I'm not. I'm just stripping. You know? And so, yeah, that was the thing. I was like, great. Now I got to explain this thing to her. You know, and I told her, I said, look, I'm just on cam. Okay. I'm not meeting people. I'm not doing this. And of course, that's the first thing I heard is, oh yeah, right. Whatever. You're just going to be like Sherry. And I'm just like, no, I'm not. And I mean, and that's the first thing my brother Norman, apparently, I just heard that from my brother Billy last week. He said he went to visit Norman, and that was the first thing Norman said, oh, she's going to turn out like Sherry. And it's like, no, she's not. Just because I moved to a warm location and I'm by myself doesn't mean I'm doing things that Sherry did. And they don't understand the difference. So I just have to prove it to them, you know, and I do every
wow.
day, prove it day in and day out. So, but it is hard to live something like that down when you've had a family member that actually took that path and then their life ended up the way it did. You know, I could see why they have the doubts, because I would too. You know, I mean, I freaked out when my daughter Leah moved down here. That was my main reason for getting down here as quickly as I had. I was planning on actually moving down here this summer in June, not last year in April. But, you know, my daughter needed me, and I flew down here. I sold my house, got rid of the dog. I mean, everything, you know, everything was arranged
Wait
before
a second,
I left.
You got rid of your dog?
I did. I had an Alaskan Malamute. I mean, he was my buddy. Yeah, I saved
him
actually from an abusive home. because I was moving to Florida, there's no way he would have been able to tolerate the summers. The summers down here are brutal. They are just absolutely brutal.
Well, I know the summers in Florida can be brutal, but, like, I have a little pug, and he hates the heat here at San Diego. And we live inland, and it gets really hot. But
I would have taken a dog like that with me, yeah, a short hair like that, yeah. But, I mean, we're talking, this dog had a coat plus 500 coats on him. You know, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen an Alaskan Malamute, but they are
yeah,
all
my mom has
hair.
Them.
Yeah, they are all hair, and
yeah.
There's just no way. He was already hot in Michigan. There was just, and I was really surprised how hot it was down here last summer. I was like, wow, okay, bring it.
Oh my goodness! So you did a total drastic move. So now that you're
mm-hmm.
in the camming industry, so because I noticed that you do a lot of the night flirt work. So
mm-hmm.
how do you compare the night flirt to the campsite or campsites that you've worked on? Like, what do you find the difference and the pluses and positives?
The difference is I have more freedom now. Like, I can go, you know, I can sit out here on my porch and enjoy the warm weather and the breeze and get things done, get the house clean, stuff like that, and I'm not stuck in front of a live cam in free chat for, you know, I used to work anywhere from 8 to 10 hour shifts, you know, and that's a long time to sit there. And then when you're done, you're so mentally and physically drained. Who the hell wants to clean the house? You know, nobody
right.
wants to sit outside. I just want to go to sleep, damn it. You know, and then you wake up, and what do? You start it all over again. It's like a vicious cycle, and next thing you know, you're trapped in that free chat all the time, and that was my personal experience, you know, and you know, there's other models out there that may enjoy that, you know, but that's their thing. Obviously, it wasn't working for me, and I needed to be able to start getting a life, you know, that's why I moved here, was to get a life, not to be like I was in Michigan, stuck in the house all the time. You know, it's like I'm here in this beautiful place now, and I'm always inside, you know. So now I love it. I go for drives. I've got my top open. You know, I love it. It's a whole new experience since January, and I wish I would have done it sooner. I guess I was listening to other models. You know, they always, you know, everybody always said, oh, don't go independent. Oh, no, you'll never make any money independent. You'll never survive independent. You know, and I'm doing just fine. So I've got no whatevers. And now I'm trying to branch out a little bit. I want to start doing, like, some personal assisting because I think that'd be exciting because I want to meet people outside of, you know, the canning industry. You know, so I thought that would be kind of cool. So I'm doing a little bit of that. I got my first job yesterday. That was kind of fun. Got to meet a new person. And
nice.
We'll see where it goes from there. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And I've lost 60 pounds since August.
So what website
–
What campsite did you work on while you were doing the actual live cam before you went strictly to the night flirt?
Well, I was doing iCams Live, which is an affiliate of StreamMate, and I also had accounts with was it iCams Live and cams.com, or maybe it's Stream right now, cams.com. But I really didn't work on those two that much. I don't know. It seemed
yeah.
like there was more trolls on those two sites. Like, too much, like, I would sit in iCams Live, and I don't know how many times I would, if somebody would call me a fat, you know, B-I-T-C-H. And I'm like, what the hell is that about? Like, I'm just sitting here, what the heck? You know,
that's
it's like,
usually,
eh. And
but like we were saying earlier, that's usually just cam models that are doing a lot of shit talk and
yeah.
coming into your chat room and
yeah. Yep. But I noticed it more on those two sites for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if it's tolerated more on those two or not, but I noticed it a lot more on those. And so it kind of pushed me away, and I tended more towards StreamMate because StreamMate was a lot nicer, the nicer clientele. You didn't get, you know, a lot of people coming in saying, maybe once in a blue moon somebody would come in and say something stupid, you know. But other than that, it was, you know, I really enjoyed StreamMate. It wasn't until, you know, incident in October that I just, you know, and really thinking about everything since then, that I just decided to take a whole new path. So,
well, that's good. At least
direction.
You're still, you know what, at least you're still in the industry and you're still,
mm-hmm.
you know, finding new avenues to, you know, work your sexiness because we mm-hmm. all have to do that when we're in the sex industry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what yep. we do. It's what mm-hmm. we do. Because it's
yep.
not always just about, you know, being webcam full time. I mean, shit, everybody knows that I've, you know, webcam, porn, all that. I've done, you know,
right.
everything from
yeah, a lot of people don't
bottom.
Get that, you know, they don't get that we're not just cameras. We're people. You know, we have other things that we do on the side here and
what?
There and everywhere.
People?
And it's a, it
we're
is.
People?
Yeah, we are. Amazing, isn't
oh,
it?
Fuck, I thought we were robots. We just smile looked pretty and
but you
holy
still
shit, I'm a
other
fucking
person,
human.
Personal
who would have thunk?
Yourself, you know? That I started a YouTube
oh.
channel, too, and the YouTube channel is more of, like, just the personal chat and stuff like that. It's not really has to do with any of, like, the sex or anything like that. It's just whatever, you know, comes to mind or, you know, just something to chat about. But I thought that would be kind of fun to do, too, just get on there. It's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that you know, that is a whole other thing. Me, personally, I just don't have time to do it. Like, I've tried even doing the periscoping thing and all of that, and I don't have time. I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
I start doing it, and then it's like, oh, my gosh, my day starts getting busy here, and I start doing this over there, and it's like, shit, man. Yeah, no, I can't do it. And everybody's
oh,
probably
yeah, you
wondering.
Don't have time for any of that other crap. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you're all
like,
business. Yeah.
Your life gets so busy after a while that you just can't balance everything. And, you know, Sage, I do this all the time because I give you fucking kudos, sister, between running a huge cam studio, having a baby, having a husband, and then having another baby on the way. It's like, dude,
yeah.
you are so crazy busy. It's insane. I love it, love it, love it, love it. You are absolutely amazing. I love that girl. She's like the most
mm-hmm.
amazing woman.
I love that damn boob trick she does.
You know, the boobies? The
yes,
booty or
I
the boobies?
The boobs.
Oh,
I
know, right?
I go, that is fucking amazing.
Yeah. No, if you could, if you did,
I'd be lucky if I could lift a knee.
No, if you saw her in person, you would just love and adore her more. Like, she is the most beautiful, amazing person. My mm-hmm. my husband, like, she's like my husband's secret crush, which I know only, I only know because he tells me.
Are yeah, either yeah. one of you going to be in Miami this June or for the Exodus mm-hmm. Awards? Or?
No, I definitely won't because I have too much going on here. I have some stuff I need to surgically replace.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm.
Damn it. Damn it. So, no, I won't.
Thing.
And, Sage, isn't your baby coming up in June? Or coming out, I mean?
The first week of August. So, I
oh,
won't be
in August?
Anytime. Yeah.
Jeez. Jeez.
I know.
Yeah,
you
right
got
when it's hot.
July. Thankfully, we have a swimming pool in our backyard, so I plan on being a pregnant whale floating in my pool all summer. Legitimately.
You're not going to be a whale. You're going to be a you're going to
no.
be a sexy dolphin. You're going to be a sexy.
You
dolphin.
Are. And the guys love that pregnant thing, anyways.
Yes,
don't you make
do.
More money that way?
I the
know
guys,
you've got to make more
it.
Money that way.
Yeah, no, they love it. I have no complaints about camming pregnant. I think it's a great thing for pregnant women. You know, you shouldn't feel ashamed. It's beautiful. So many men love it. So, I mean, I have a ball doing cam shows when I'm pregnant because the shows
mm-hmm.
become more interesting and fun. But it's
right.
really, you know, out here in Vegas, when we hit 120 outside, I'll be submerged in the swimming pool for sure. We bought a to go in the backyard so I can lay back there and watch movies. I'll be straight back there.
Nice. Nice, nice. I love it. Okay, ladies, we are coming up to the end of the show. So, Saraya, why don't you give me all your beautiful, wonderful shout-outs on where everybody can find you on your social media and your Night Flirt or, you know, whatever, your Skype,
it's real
anything
simple.
You want to share?
Just, you can go right to SiriaStar.com, and that's SiriaStar.com. And shout out to my friend Joel, who's hopefully listening. Babe, I love you. And I thank you very much for letting me be on your show, ladies. And I really enjoyed meeting you, Sage.
No, thank you. No, it was so awesome having you on the show. And Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout-outs there, beautiful.
All right, guys, you can always watch my live shows at sagemontanaxxx.cammodels.com. Follow me on Twitter at sagemontana1 or on Instagram at sageinvegas. And, of course, you can sext with me on sexpanther.com/sagemontana.
What? What? Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. You can sext Panther with her.
Lovely.
Yeah. Really sext her. You can sext her. Okay. And everybody out there listening, I know some of you think that I'm not getting back on cam because I haven't been on for 2 weeks, but I'm actually getting back on cam definitely Monday for sure. So I promise you I will be back on cam on Monday. I will be playing with my vagina. Yes, my little man in the boat. My little man in the boat's going to come out and say hi to everybody. Oh, my Lanta, I crack myself up. I don't even need anybody to entertain me. Anyway, you can catch my live cam show on Monday at sammy_brooks.cammodels.com. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at sammybrooks69. And then also on Instagram, you can follow me at sammy_brooks69. And on that note, you beautiful, beautiful women, we are going to end our show. I've had so much fun, and thank you so much to the both of you for coming on and just having fun and talking about all this yumminess that we had to share with everybody. And remember, next week is our 100th episode, and we are going to have a brand new cam model. She is brand new to StreamMate. Her name is Princess Snow. So you go check her out now on Twitter. Yeah, she's itty bitty teeny tiny thing. Like, Sage, you could put her between your tits and nobody would be able to see her. She's so tiny.
Just don't move on you, like, give her a black eye.
She's so cute. Oh my God, she's so cute. So, everybody go check out Princess Snow. That's PRINCESSSNO 757 on Twitter. She's going to be our guest next week for our 100th. Webcamming with Sammy and Sage episode. This is so awesome and amazing. So to you beautiful ladies with the titties and the asses, I love you so much. Thank you so much for joining. It was fabulous, fabulous, my darling beauties. So on that
thank
note,
you.
Let's just all go. Oh, Sage, you can't have a cocktail. I'm sorry.
I can have a cocktail. I can't have one with alcohol. Where's my man?
Okay,
at?
You go have a non-alcohol cocktail, and I'm gonna go make me a fresh pineapple martini,
and I'm gonna go behave myself.
No, why would you do that? Shit, we don't behave ourselves. Not at our ages. All right, me. I'm going to go do a little day drinking. So, ladies and everybody out there listening, thank you so much. Remember to tune in next week to our 100th episode. Have a fabulous evening, and we will be back next Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, right here live on Dollhouse Radio. Have a good night. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, guys. Bye. Guys.
Bye.
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 Bye.